Dallas, crazy night, Chad Reed. In a way, lucky it didn't turn out worse for you as far as injury.
Yeah, it could have been worse. And, man, the bike was tore up. So it's pretty lucky to continue and not actually fall down worse. I had a crash there on the last lap, which I'm pretty bummed on. But, yeah, the seat was broken and, like, the whoops were pretty gnarly as we saw James make that mistake. And I was gripping the seat and the seat was coming with me everywhere. So it was kind of – it's pretty sketchy.
Did it pull out from the bolt or did the bolt come out?
I didn't even know. I mean, the side panel broke right off. So I didn't even know if the bolt broke or if it just, you know, it got hit so hard that it kind of just – pulled out of the front part there. So
was that why you slowed down? You were wondering what was going on, like your seat, your side panel, and all.
When I stopped on the track. Yeah, because it actually, I think the side panel went into the wheel or into the chain or whatever, and it like totally like gnarly, just pulled the bike down and started making all this crazy noise, and I thought the bike was locking up. So, you know, you're in the championship hunt, and you want to keep going, but I'm not gonna put myself at risk and get hurt on a bike that's going to break. But once it spat out, I was good to go.
Until the incident, you were happy with your race. You know, you got James, got him back, and you look like you were gaining on Canard a little bit.
Yeah, first few laps I think I was trying to find my lines, and it's hard to do that when you got someone pushing you on the inside there. So I heard James on the inside, and I just kind of just, you know, let him have it. And he made a good point to, you know, ride the turn as wide as he possibly could, but that's all fair game. Jazz is weird. As soon as he got in front of me, he just seemed like he just wasn't, like, just a roadblock. I mean, he was just in the way, and I was scrubbing jumps and almost running right into the back of him, and so I just tried to be smart.
Coming,
Dungey's there. I mean, you know, it's go time. Canard was pulling away, and so, yeah, I just tried to make a good pass on him, and he made a big mistake in the whoops, pretty much the same as what he did when he hit me, but his feet didn't come off. And I just, you know, drove it in there, made a block pass, and then I just tried to smooth myself out, take some better lines, and I was pulling away and actually, you know, chipping away at Trey half a second, and just frustrated. I made one little mistake. I was trying to scrub a little bit too hard and didn't get all the way over the table, so I couldn't triple the next section where you'd go triple, triple. And then James just jumped right up onto me, and then typical James, just try to make something happen in 20 feet of racetrack, and basically pinned it through the whoops, and bike went sideways, and you know, he hit me, and I mean, my immediate reaction is, do it, just hit me as hard as he possibly could, and you know, I mean, it goes through your head. I mean, you're like, is he really over this championship and he just did that, or he just doesn't want me to win it, you know? But, you know, you watch it on video, you try to, whatever. But, I mean, I think he's lucky. He's a lucky boy that I was there, because he was going stance.
You had no idea, right? You just bam.
No, just no idea at all. I mean, just complete blindside at all. You know, didn't know it at all, so... pushed me up over the berm, and then it just picked me up and threw me on the concrete, and then the bike just followed me in. So just at that point you just like, what the hell just happened, you know? And you try to regroup as quick as possible. When I picked the bike up, there was water going everywhere and kind of freaked you out a little bit. It's never that good. I see James riding away, and then my bike's just, you know, pretty bent up and tore up, so it's kind of just, I'm bummed that I couldn't, you know, get back on and then be aggressive and ride a hard, you know, race. I just had to ride around. I couldn't, you know, the whoops were brutal, and I just couldn't go through the whoops like I needed to, because I had nothing to hold on to. Every time I was gripping the bike, it was coming towards me. Yeah. And then I had to quit, like, out of the first turn, you'll see bouncing that triple. I couldn't do that because I was almost, you know, I was getting arm pumped because I was holding on so hard because I was blowing off the back of the bike. So just disappointing, but then at the end of the day, we're 6 points down, and 2 weeks ago we're 29. So,
and you're 6 points down with cartwheeling onto the concrete. You know what I mean? And the seat coming off, side panels off. So, could have been a lot worse. You don't seem that pissed about the incident, or are you just hiding it?
Yeah, I think. What are we? I mean, we're probably an hour or so after it. So, I've vented enough to, you know, let it go and move on to next week. I mean, we all make mistakes. Seems like James makes more than the most of us, and it ends in collision. But
it is amazing to me that he had like two or three big misses in the whoops, and he doesn't back it down.
Just never, you know. Just, I mean, I guess in one respect, you got to respect his commitment.
Yeah.
I mean, just. Yeah, brutal weekend, but we're only six down, and you know we got four to go. So, man, everybody's tightening up, and it's go time. I find it fun. I think, you know, like everything was going in my favor. I was chipping away at the points lead. I mean, at the lead, I was comfortable. Villopoto was in fifth, distant fifth. You know, I watched it on the video, and it's kind of like he really wasn't even in it too much. So, everything was going well. I put myself in good position, and you know, just. Yeah. I caught the short end of the stick of a James Stewart mistake.
Yeah, you're really riding well. You have to go into St. Louis next week and figure you can win. I mean, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And St. Louis has been a good stadium to me. I think I started a streak there in 03. So I think you contributed to that massively in the middle of the racetrack and then cheering me on. And so, yeah, hopefully we can do something like that this year. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not deterred by the points and by the championship because – it's just such a crazy championship, and you know, week in and week out, and so yeah, I mean, I don't have the pressure of the points lead, and just try to get after it every week.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.